I'm Kim, I'm an addict.
Hi, Kim.
I'm really nervous, I feel really emotional, and I feel quite sick. And I just want the relief after doing this chair, because I've been in fear all day. I'm here to carry a message. A bit about me. I remember the first time I used a substance. Well, it was alcohol, and I was 8 years old. And you know, like I like the way how it changed the way I felt. And after that, you know, I'd be stealing my dad's beers out the fridge and stuff, and having my mum's puff cakes and things. I'm from a family of addicts. And you know, that was my solution. You know, I was really shy and introvert at school, and you know, it helped me through school. And you know, when I left school, I'd done the rave scene, and yeah, you know, I was always the one that would just stay up for days and not want to go home. And yeah, and I that's how I was for a few years. And you know, in all the clubs up London and stuff, and cocaine and alcohol, and then you know, my using ended up on crack cocaine. The alcohol was still there. I was addicted to Valium, and I relied on someone to inject me in my groin every day with heroin. And you know, the behaviours that go with that, you know, I ended up, you know, I was selling myself for drugs, stealing, trying to sell drugs as well. I tried that for a little while with my brother, but stealing with my brother, would go in the shop, and you know, he'd fill the bag up, and I'd walk out of it. But yeah, you know, all that behaviour, selling myself, and you know, the shame attached to that, and I couldn't cope with it anymore. You know, the shame, no matter how many drugs I was taking, it wouldn't suppress it. And I was in a lot of pain, and you know, I'd struggle to get to the chemist for like 7 o'clock in the evening for my methadone. You know, and I first tried to clean up when I was 28, and I went to an all-female rehab in Plymouth, and I lasted like 5 weeks there, and I used, and I come back to London, and you know, like for the next couple of years then, you know, it was, I was homeless, you know, I was staying in crack houses, and you know, a few things happened that, you know, I couldn't live like that anymore. You know, just nearly, you know, a guy strangled me in a crack house once over a pipe, and like, I thought I was gonna die. I've got a plate in my face as well. Just all that unsafe environment, anything can happen, you know, it was, I couldn't stop using. I was lucky enough to get into a second detox and a treatment centre. And in that detox, you know, both detoxes I've done, I couldn't get through the detox without using. I'd be so desperate to get into detox, and I'd still use in the detox. I was lucky that the last detox I got chucked out of, but they still let me go into the treatment centre. And, you know, like I said, this is, you know, I'm going to stay in here for 6 months. I'm not going to leave. Leaving's not an option. I'm going to try this. And, you know, like I did stay there. I had routine, structure, which I never had. You know, a safe environment, love, people that show concern for me. And I stayed in that. I loved that. And, you know, by their own admission, they was very overprotective of me. Wouldn't let me on visits, and you know, I stayed clean for that 6 months in that treatment centre. Then I went to dry house. I lasted 4 weeks in there and used. I was using in the dry house. And there was other people that were in this room tonight that was going to meetings. Last time I used was the 25th of September, and like two years ago, and I was in Barbados smoking crack in a hotel room with the guy that I was with at the time, and I decided then that I was going to give this a go, what the other guys are doing. And, you know, just to sit my bum in meetings and listen, you know, I didn't, you know, if anything, it was like a support network, really, what I needed. You know, like all my friends are friends that I've met in treatment or recovery. You know, I don't have any old associations. I've rebuilt my life, relocated. And that's what I've done for like 18 months. I never got a sponsor. I never started working the steps straight away. But then I had, you know, they get the gift of my own place. My own place, there's no conditions on it. And I, you know, I, as soon as I got in there, I couldn't cope. I thought, I'm going to use. I need to do something. And I decided to get a sponsor and try working the steps. And That has really helped me cope with life, you know. Like the one steps 1, 2, 3 helps me every day, and I've just done 4 and 5. So yeah, I've been really emotional recently, and I've allowed myself to cry, which is something I've never done before. You know, I'd do anything not to. Since I've been clean. I've done a few courses. Like I went to a learning centre, you know, computer course. I've done a few things like introductory to counselling, just to sort of get me back into that environment. Because you know, I did enjoy some of my school classes, but I was never able to sort of, you know, do the work and put the energy into it. I was more worried about using and boys and going out and stuff. You know, I when I got clean, I didn't realise how much I would gain from this program, and you know, just waking up every day and wanting to do life. And not feeling that I'm on my own, you know. I have people that care about me, and you know, I get so touched. And recently, you know, just by people saying hello or acts of kindness, it just really touches me. You know, and I've been doing voluntary work every week. I do that with horses in the country, and it's a really nurturing for my soul and my well-being. And it's, you know, I experience feelings around horses that I've never experienced around people. You know, there's no conditions on it. It's amazing, and I feel really, really fortunate to be doing that in my life today. You know, I've been into City Lit as well, a college. You know, I've always had a dream of what I wanted to do, but never believed that I could actually do it through low self-esteem. And, you know, what I'm doing today is I'm putting in the action, and I'm following my dreams. And I've just been accepted on an access course into university. I'm doing it over a year, so it's going to be really intense. And, you know, I'm not compromising with my dreams today. You know, I have that belief that I can do it. I feel really blessed today. And I don't have to use today. And I have people in my life that care,
cared for me and I care for them, and you know, I want to be the best friend that I can be, best auntie, best daughter. My dad brought me up, and since I've been in recovery, you know, he's become really unwell. He has dementia and Alzheimer's, and you know, just to go there and be present for him and spend time with him is, you know, it's just priceless. I wouldn't have been able to do that before. And I've got the energy from my nephews, and they laugh, and yeah, I feel really blessed, and I just want to thank everyone, and I'm going to leave it there.